How do trade missions strengthen markets? Hello, I'm Megan Grebner, and this is Managing for Profit on Brownfield, Ag News for America. Earlier this week, a delegation of Chinese soybean buyers began a week-long trip that made stops in New Orleans, Indiana, Illinois, and Minnesota. Alfonso Yin is employed by Beijing-based COFCO and was on the trip. Yin tells Brownfield, visits like this help to educate the number one importer of American soybeans, and he says that helps to strengthen the buying relationship.
We want to see how the value chain functions and how these our purchase can bring the benefits to the farmers, and how this has changed the whole industry about the land and about the seed technology and about the storage.
How do you take the information that you're learning here, and how does that influence your purchasing?
Well, I think normally we just read secondhand information on website or other consultancy. But this is the first time for most of us to get direct contact with the farmers to see how they actually do the work. And I think it will be a better idea of independent thinking for us to how the information is processed.
Why is the U.S. a good partner for you as a Chinese buying firm, and why U.S. beans?
I think U.S. beans is how to say due to their highest yield. It's the highest yield so far in the world, and they're good quality for us. And we have to put emphasis on the price issue, because soybeans, we have two atmospheres who produce soybean, America and South America. In the American season, U.S. is the biggest producer.
The drought this year, obviously, bean prices and corn prices have both increased drastically. How does that play into how you look at purchasing soybeans?
Well, it's been a tough year for us, and China is the most suffering zone for crushing margin so far. And I think it's it's a reflection of the demand and supply. And I think we'll get back to it, because the high price will push the South American farmers to plant more, and maybe the rationing of the demand side.
And so maybe a reduction in prices moving forward for you guys?
Yeah, maybe. We don't know. Maybe or maybe not. It depends on the... I think the supply side is pretty much decided by the yield today, because with the rain, the soybeans don't improve, but it's really on the demand side, how we think about the price. I think it's end consumers may consider it too high.
I'm Megan Grebner on Brownfield.